Hello and welcome to Gemara Pesachim. I hope you've been enjoying this journey here on the audio DDD, the audio daily dose of Daf. We've been through many different Mesechtas together. We should be zocha to have many more Mesechtas together with Hashem's help, where we look at a piece of Gemara, a little dose of Gemara, a little piece from the Talmud of the day, with some practical lessons to say in a few minutes your way. So here in Gemara Pesachim, obviously Pesachim is talking about Passover, Pesach, talking about the carbon, the sacrifice. Back in the olden days, talking about the holiday itself with chametz and different aspects related to the Passover holiday, which is so fitting as the holiday is coming on upon us in just a couple of months. Hard to think of it when it's Hanukkah, but really it's only 4 or so months away from us. So interesting how hopefully the Gemara will lead us, the Talmud will lead us to the holiday itself. So welcome to Gemara Pesachim. We're looking at Pesachim 2. The Gemara already picks up on the Mishnah talking about the using of the word or. What is the meaning of or? Rav Huna says that it means light. Rav Yehuda says that it means night. Nice different rhyming over there in the Gemara. It would seem that the one who says light really means light, the daylight hours, and the one who says night really means night. Looking at the notes here in the Art Scroll Talmud, that is, he uses light in the sense of daylight and not as a euphemism for night, Rabbeinu David explains. According to this opinion, a person must search for chametz, you know, the leaven, the stuff we're not allowed to have on Passover. We're supposed to search for it the night before and then destroy it in the day of. When it begins to get light on the morning of the 14th of Nisan, must search for the chametz. When it begins to get light in the morning, according to this explanation, Rashi points out, he would still use a candle, as the Mishnah says, because light is only beginning to appear. The sky is mostly dark, as Pnei Yoshua and Rosh Yosef explain. And then the notes also says, one who searches for chametz at night, one searches for chametz in the night of the 14th. Accurate versions of the Gemara do not include the words Uman to Amar, the one who says night really means night. This phrase is unnecessary because there's no question Lele means night. Rashi tells us in Chodesh Haran, both Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda certainly agree the basic meaning of or is light. Their point of dispute is that according to Rav Huna, or also means day, for day is the period of light, and that is its meaning in our Mishnah. Rav Yehuda, on the other hand, maintains that or does not mean day. It can, however, be used as a euphemism for night. Rabbeinu David explains, Rashi's approach may be somewhat different. This is how the Gemara Nisha understands the opinions of Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. In conclusion, the Gemara sheds a different light on the matter. But I want to focus on, here in our beginning exposition into Gemara Pesachim, is the idea of or, of light, and the idea of choshech night. The idea is that Torah for us should be a light, should be a source for our neshama, should be a source for our days, should be a source for our life. We should guide ourselves by the light of the candle of Torah. They say Torah zu ora. Torah is like a candle. Torah is like a burning fire. It should be a burning fire within our souls, within our lives. We shouldn't, God forbid, feel like we're in the night where it's dark and we're lost and it's cold and we don't know what we're doing. Our life should be full of the guiding of the wonderful Torah that Hashem gave us, to live our lives by the candle, by the light, the fire of what Torah brings to us. Living a life, the guidebook, the Torah shows us what to do with mitzvahs and to help others with chesed, and learning Torah throughout our days to be koveya with the Torah, to live our lives that we're finding ourselves living by the ideals of the Torah. As the Gemara talks about or versus night, light versus night, we should not get ourselves lost in the craziness of society and secularism as night, when we're devoid of light, when we're devoid of the proper ideals. We should look for that light that is the Torah. Use the light that is the Torah. The candle, the fire, the passion within us should be Torah, and it should be a mitzvah stick, a lifestyle, a wonderful lifestyle where we do chesed for others and we do whatever we can for the world every single day. Join us next time as we continue our exposition into Gemara Pesachim on Pesachim 3 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.